KTY America presents Crosstalk, a nationwide call-in program discussing issues that have an effect on our families, our communities, our churches, our nation, and our world. Crosstalk, an opportunity for you to voice your concerns for biblical principles. And now live by satellite and around the world on the internet at vcyamerica.org. Here is today's Crosstalk.
And we thank you for joining us on Crosstalk on VCY America. Ladies and gentlemen, we are living in some pretty amazing times. LifeSiteNews.com ran a story March 26, reporting that former British Prime Minister Gordon Brown said that a one-world government or world government needed to cope with COVID-19. He's called for the creation of a global government to cope with this coronavirus pandemic, saying that this world government he proposed would address the medical and financial crises caused by COVID-19. It would direct efforts to find a vaccine for the virus, organize its production and purchase, and stop profiteers. It would also direct the response of the central banks, protect emergency world markets, and agree to a joint approach to the use of government spending to boost growth. Now, ladies and gentlemen, I'd like to air a clip from the classic film on Bible prophecy, A Thief in the Night. It had a release date in the early 70s, nearly 50 years ago, but in light of the worldwide crisis that we're in today, and these recent remarks here, even by the former Prime Minister of the UK, listen to this clip that speaks of world government. Let's listen in, hear from A Thief in the Night.
This is just in from Central News Agency. The UN has established a special emergency committee and will be making an unprecedented worldwide radio and telecast at noon today. And the purpose of this broadcast will be to assess the worldwide situation and establish methods and procedures in handling possible problems and danger facing the world as we know it today. Be sure to tune in either your radio or television on UTN, the United Television Network.
Yes, now we're going to introduce our guest today who's involved in the distribution of A Thief in the Night. We're welcoming Rich Cristiano. He's a film writer, director, producer. In 2002, he, along with his brother Dave, who has been a guest here on this program as well, formed 5 & 2 Pictures. Rich is a writer, a director, a producer of many films like Time Changer, Unidentified, Secrets of Jonathan Sperry, A Matter of Faith, and Play the Flute. Rich, welcome here back to the program Crosstalk.
Jim, good to talk to you again. Good to be with you again today.
Indeed. And you, as we talk about Thief in the Night, a matter of fact, I was speaking to somebody here recently, and he said, Jim, all I can think about is A Thief in the Night. All the things that we're witnessing take place in this worldwide response, and even now the call for world government, etc. He said, that's all I can think about. But before we talk about the film, you knew the executive producer of A Thief in the Night, Russ Downton, and he's now with the Lord. But tell us about him. Who was he as an individual?
Russ Downton, to me, was a fascinating man. And, yeah, my brother and I got to know Russ. We would meet up at the Christian film conventions and talk and stuff. And what I liked about Russ, he was a very evangelistic guy. He was the type of guy, if he were to meet you within 10 minutes, if you were a Christian, he'd want to know how you came to know the Lord. He'd want to hear your testimony. He was that type of guy. And he had a real heart for the gospel. His attitude was, if you make a movie and you're not putting the gospel in it, you're wasting your time. And my brother and I are similar, you know. We want to try to share truth. We share the truth in love, but we want to share the gospel in our films, you know. And we've tried to present them from different angles. And, you know, Russ really has an interesting story because he tried to go Hollywood, per se, and God blocked it and put him back in Des Moines, Iowa. And he was just seeking the Lord, and then he got the idea for Thief in the Night, and they brought this movie out in 1972, and it totally changed his life, changed his perspective. And his company made 16 movies, and then when Russ passed away, his son turned the movies over to us to continue the distribution, and we have, you know, continued to get them out there in DVD and some of the other digital outlets. And it's an honor to have his films because I know that Russ's motives were for the Lord, and that's very encouraging. And, you know, he was always a fun guy to talk to and a very interesting guy. He had just interesting thoughts.
Yes, and Rich, he had a real passion for this film, A Thief in the Night, and there have been countless millions that have seen this film. Many people have come to Christ, faith in Christ, through this film, A Thief in the Night. But give us a little bit more background to this film itself.
Yeah, Thief of the Night, you know, is about the rapture, right? What happens when the rapture happens? And actually, it's a four-part series. There's mm-hmm. The Thief in the Night, A Distant Thunder, Image of the Beast, and the Prodigal Planet. In fact, Russ wanted to make one more called Armageddon, but he could never get that one produced, you know. But it's about the cost of not accepting Christ. It's the story of Patty. She's a young girl. She's living for the present with little concern for the future. And then when the rapture occurs, we follow her as she starts living through the tribulation. And then the next films, they continue on to the tribulation. And it's just an eye-opener. I mean, over the years, there's something about these movies. They're mm-hmm. just anointed. That's all you can say. And in fact, a good story was there was this youth pastor that showed A Thief of the Night probably, this is maybe 7-8 years ago. And obviously, this film was made in 1970, so the hairstyles, it looks older, you know. And so the youth pastor showed it to his kids and said, look, I want you guys to watch this movie and have fun with this movie. And you can make fun. This was made in 1972. You can make fun of this movie all you want. So when the movie starts, the kids are making fun for about 10 minutes. And then it all changed. And they got engrossed in the content. And the Lord took over. And at the end of it, it was all serious. And he started talking to them about eternity and end times and shared the gospel and gave an invitation. And I thought that was very interesting. So this is what you have with these movies. If the Lord's behind them, and we believe he is. And, you know, I realize, too, when it comes to the rapture, there's different rapture theories. But I just think these movies can be tools to get people to think about their eternity and where are they going to spend eternity.
And I'd like to, and before we go on, I'm going to play another clip from the film. You talked about Patty, the main character in the series here. And this is how the film opens because became just devastating to her became worldwide devastation. But let's just listen in.
Suddenly and without warning, literally thousands, perhaps millions of people just disappeared. A few eyewitness accounts of these disappearances have not been clear, but one thing is certainly sure. Millions who were living on this earth last night are not here this morning. Speculation is running high that some alien force from outside our system has declared war on the planet, and some feel it to be a spectacular judgment of God.
Yeah, she finds her husband is not there, Rich.
Yeah, her husband got raptured away, and now she's left to deal with. And the way I think the four-part series works is the first two films deal with the first half of the tribulation, and the second two films deal with the second half of the tribulation. In fact, there's the third movie, which is called Image of the Beast, which is really could be the best of all four of the movies. But there's a map in there, and Russ Doughton's actually in the movie. He plays mm-hmm. a preacher in this movie that was kind of like a false preacher
yes.
who was left behind. But his character will eventually explain to you in very good detail what the Revelation says about the events during the tribulation, which to me is very informative for people and very well done, you know, and well thought out. And obviously they try to visualize some of these events. And obviously with what's going on today, we're getting about, you know, a slight taste of what maybe the tribulation could be like with this virus, obviously putting a scare into everything and has just stopped the world. And this is going to be 1/100th of what the tribulation is probably going to be like, so we get a little taste of it.
Yeah, we call it like a dress rehearsal of things to come, and that's what we're seeing right now take place. You mentioned about the pastor, and matter of fact, Thief of the Night introduces us to the pastor, who is a scoffing pastor. And I thought, boy, we've got a lot of scoffing pastors today in many denominations who deny what the Scripture teaches. And Russ Doughton was quite aware of that when he produced this film nearly 50 years ago. But let's listen into another clip here from the film that talks about one of those scoffing pastors.
To insist that the Bible is anything more than the poetic expression of those greater principles by which man lives with man is to box oneself in with a wealth of opinion and counter-opinion which really doesn't matter because it really doesn't affect the way we are. What matters, my friends, is what we can know about man's relation to man.
Rich, here, you know, he just puts down others and talks about, he's there to tickle the ears.
Yes, and, exactly.
And that's
what I was thinking.
And that's what's going on in so many church denomination today, just a tickling of the ears. There's no sin, there's no salvation, there is no repentance that's required. It just, you know, let's go all sing Kumbaya together.
Yeah. In other words, you know, we need pastors, I think, that'll systematically teach the Word of God, because then it forces you to teach the whole Word of God, and they'll do it with in faithfulness and with pure motives, not worrying about the size of their congregations. Obviously, churches want to grow, but you want God to grow the church. And, you know, we just need pastors who can. I like systematic teaching, because, for example, let's say you teach through the book of Ephesians. Well, you will talk about almost every subject in Christianity going through that book. And if somebody says, Pastor, why do you talk about election here? Well, it's in chapter 1. Why are you talking about true salvation in chapter 2? Well, it's in chapter 2. You talk about marriage today? Well, it's in chapter 5 or whatever. And it forces you to deal with the text. And when pastors just hit and miss from the pulpit and go to messages they want to go, they're just going where they want to go, and they're going to go with subjects that they want to talk about, and they're not feeding their flock. And certainly I thought of the same thing, the itching ears verse there in Timothy comes to mind. You know?
Well,
when you think about it, Jim, the church you go to is one of the most important decisions a Christian will make. And the person, can you trust the person in the pulpit? Obviously, we need to search the scriptures to make sure they're so. But I know in all the churches I've ever been to, I've always respected, admired my pastor. In fact, my first pastor was John MacArthur, who a lot of people know because that's where I became a born again believer. But I've always admired and had a relationship with all my pastors, which I also think is important. You know, we should know them that labor among us. So,
and
it's very important.
Yes, and we think about those pastors are, you know, just teaching error in their teaching today, that feel-good religion. There is coming an accounting in that regard. And Thief in the Night also talks about that accounting, as we see the remorse that this pastor goes through. Here's a clip after that rapture has taken place.
The Imperium in no way wishes to infringe upon the rights of the citizens of the world. It is just a simple necessity that each of us identify with unite.
I'm sorry, we're going to get to this clip. Here's a regret.
Are you really gone? Is your Holy Spirit really gone? How many have I misled? It was all there. I read it. I studied it. I preached it. It really didn't matter. I can't eat. I can't sleep. All I can think about all I can see are those faces. We're out there every Sunday.
Every Sunday, Rich, he was out there seeing those faces, giving this feel-good message, and now he realizes what he was teaching. It was right there. It was right in God's Word before him. He refused to teach it.
And he used the word there, misled, and I agree with that. I mean, sadly, look, in many cases, the churches have misled more people than they've led to the Lord. They're so anxious for decisions. Let God do the work in the heart. You know, it's like, I don't know. Whenever I hear that somebody gives an invitation and supposedly 30 people got saved, I hope in my mind that maybe 2 or 3 are legitimate.
Hmm.
You know? But that's why the Bible says, let few of you be teachers, right?
Right, right.
It's going to be a greater condemnation. And we just need godly men that'll teach God's Word with the right motives to really be used.
Rich Cristiano with us here today. We're talking about A Thief in the Night and just a renewed look at the end times, especially in light of what we're going through with COVID-19. Back in a minute here on Crosstalk.
Back to Genesis with Dr. John Morris, scientist and creation researcher with the Institute for Creation Research. Dr. Morris, since in the Garden of Eden people were eating plants, and certainly insects died there, can we say that there was no death before sin?
Chris, creationists insist on the biblical doctrine that the wages of sin is death, and that Adam's rebellion brought death into a once very good creation which had no death. In doing so, we must be careful to use the right terms. Certainly Adam and Eve were commanded to eat fruit in the garden, and this implies plant death. It would also be difficult for Adam to avoid stepping on an ant as he walked around. But is this death? The Bible never uses the term living for plants or insects. It teaches that life is in the blood and speaks of the breath of life. Thus, only air-breathing, blood-filled animals lived or died. Chris, there was no true death before sin. Let's go back to Genesis for our perspective on these things.
Thanks for joining us for Back to Genesis.
friends, again, I said as we started the program today, we're living in some pretty exciting times. I mean, when we see all that is taking place, even of the response to COVID-19, look at the lockdown, the shutdown, trust the, you know, the government and the calls for world government in this regard and for identification. Rich Cristiano is with us today, and he's a film writer, director, and producer. He's also a distributor of many films, one of which is A Thief in the Night and the Prophecy film series. Produced by Russ Doughton. It's A Thief in the Night, Distant Thunder, Image of the Beast, and Prodigal Planet. In just a short time, we're going to tell you how you can obtain these DVDs, and what an opportunity to sit down, watch these as a family, and talk about what is to come as Scripture has laid out in its Word, in the Word, and also to use these as an evangelistic tools for others in such a time as this. Rich, we're living in light, of course, the coronavirus today, and it's interesting that as we had a guest on the other day talking about how those are pushing even toward a cashless society during this time. We're told, even right now, I just had a report today of a retail establishment that is refusing to take cash from individuals. You know, that cash is dirty. It's got those germs and all that kind of stuff on. We're not taking cash. You have to use some sort of plastic. They're not even taking checks. And we know that there's also coming a time when a mark is going to have to be taken. I am kind of misstarted that clip before, but let me hear that, and then we'll have you comment on it.
Okay.
This is a clip from Thief in the Night.
The Imperium in no way wishes to infringe upon the rights of the citizens of the world. It is just a simple necessity that each of us identify with Unite and fully support its progress and strategy. Let unity be the positive result of our common dilemma. Report today to your local Unite Identification Center and show yourself a true citizen of the world.
Yeah, a true citizen of the world. Come Unite. Come to the center. Get your identification, because that, Rich, is going to be necessary for people to do commerce.
You can slowly see the things that the Bible talks about in the book of Revelation coming together, and you can see where they could happen. I remember, Jim, picking up a commentary that was written in like in 1800s, and a guy was writing on the book of Revelation. And it talks about, you know, there's a time when there's the two witnesses on the earth, and it says all the earth could see the two witnesses. And the commentator couldn't figure this out. He says, I don't know how God is going to make a way to make this, but I'm going to trust that God is going to allow the earth to be able to see these two witnesses. What with the internet today, and we realize how that could happen, and satellite TV and all this stuff, which of course he didn't know.
Right.
So there's so many things that you can just see it slowly coming together. Look, the world's never been smaller, right?
Right.
Never been smaller. In other words, you put something on YouTube, there's some things on YouTube that have 100 million views because YouTube's around the world. I mean, it's amazing the things that we see that are happening in front of us.
Indeed. And folks, as we talk about even this mark that's going to be necessary for commerce to be done, I'm going to just jump ahead here into the second film, A Distant Thunder, for a brief clip, because here we have a woman who is wanting to take her baby in for medical care. And, well, you'll hear what unfolds here in the scene.
Down the corridor to your right.
Thank you.
Here it is.
Baby hasn't eaten in 3 days, and I think she's sick.
Your child won't eat or hasn't eaten?
I think she's sick. She won't eat anything at all.
Let me see your ID, please. Your right hand, please. That trick, young woman, is used in here 50 times a day. Now, if you want your child cared for, you must have your ID.
Please, you've got to help me. Oh, I can't take the mark. My baby is dying.
Wow, a very troublesome situation there, Rich. That's in the Distant Thunder.
Yep, it's either you receive the mark or face death. That's
mm-hmm.
basically what these movies are going to portray, which is what the Scripture seems to imply, you know.
Mm-hmm.
It's not going to be a fun time, that's
no.
for sure.
No.
And this is where I think these films can be used to evangelize people to get them really think about eternity. Sadly, people don't think about eternity yet.
Right.
We're one day closer to it today.
Right. Yeah.
I just had a dear pastor friend of mine, his wife passed away of cancer yesterday. She just entered eternity. Now, we trust she's with the Lord, a solid believer. Great. But it's not the same. You know, a lot of people have died with this virus.
Mm-hmm.
How many of them knew the Lord personally, you know? Because
yeah.
That's ultimately what's going to take to get into the kingdom. And these were meant to be tools, these films, to get people to think about eternity and where they're going to spend it. That's why we think they're important.
Well, friends, let me tell you about the special offer that we've been able to work out for our Crosstalk listeners, and it's going to last for just a limited time, but take advantage of it while it's here. The classic film, A Thief in the Night, nearly 50 years old. I'm going to say that it is dated 70s. I mean, the dress, the hairstyles, the automobiles, all of those things, it is definitely 70s, and as Rich said, yeah, they get some laughs to begin with, but it's the message that you become glued to in this film. And it is such that The Thief in the Night on DVD, we're making available our way of saying thank you for your support of just $10 or more. But listen to this. If you'd like the entire Thief in the Night prophecy set, that would include all four DVDs, A Thief in the Night, A Distant Thunder, Image of the Beast, and Prodigal Planet. This entire set is available for a donation of just $25, and it's available right now through our website, vcyamerica.org, vcyamerica.org. If you don't have access to the web or choose not to use the web for that, you can call our switchboard and they'll help you out. Dial direct. The number is 414-935-3000, 414-935-3000. Or you may call toll-free 800-729-9829, and you can ask for A Thief in the Night, the DVD by itself, for a donation of $10, or the prophecy set, which is The Thief in the Night, A Distant Thunder, Image of the Beast, and Prodigal Planet, all four on DVD, four separate DVDs, a donation of just $25, again at vcyamerica.org, or by calling 414-935-3000, or 800-729-9829. And Rich, I remember not too many years ago, just a thief in the night itself was like $24.95.
Yeah, like
$29.95.
And also, you know, the Spanish, there's a Spanish version, there's even a Portuguese version.
There's a lot of special features
on these DVDs.
Right.
Russ Doughton does director's commentaries, and there's a lot of little interesting things on the DVDs, the bonus features, where Donald Thompson, who was the director of these films, and him and Russ are on there, and they have scene selections, and so I think people, that's what you get when you get the DVD, you know, and they're like, Thief in the Night is 69 minutes, Distant Thunder is a 72-minute movie, Image of the Beast is 93 minutes, that's probably my favorite of the four of these, The Prodigal Planet is 138 minutes, so you're getting a lot of program, and this is a very, I think, affordable price in these times. And, Jim, the thing is, you know, hopefully people will watch these, and they're definitely going to be discussion starters. There's no doubt about that. And, you know, I've talked to people in the past. Let me just give this encouragement to the listeners. Total non-believers that sat down to watch these movies, and it really makes them think. I mean, the Lord has used these films, amazingly so, to really impact society.
Right.
He really has. I mean, who knows how many have come to the Lord as a result of watching these movies and discussions that follow. That's the thing. It's going to create discussions.
And friends, that's what you can see, how these films can be used for evangelistic purposes, as people are thinking, we've got death all around us. We've got every night on the news, they're taking daily death tolls as far as the coronavirus is concerned. And that, not to mention that, you know, all the people dying of flu, those who are dying through alcohol-related traffic collisions and heart disease and cancer. Death is all around us, but right now, you put on your nightly news and you're going to get that death count tonight and the next day and the next day, what's happening with coronavirus. People are thinking about death and what lies thereafter. And Rich, what an opportunity, even within our own families, but then to share these with others, to get a set for another, for them to watch in times like these.
Especially when you have people homebound right now and looking for things to do. It's almost like the world has stopped almost, and the church can rise up and be a witness. Look, we need to share the truth and love. I think these movies do that. I mean, I think they really do share the truth and love and will make people think. I think the key thing is somebody watches this movie, you're going to say, what you think?
Yeah.
And get them to give you their opinion. Get them talking. Find out what they believe. Because look, if you're not a believer, you don't know about the end. You it's a guess. And you know, look, we believe the scripture. We believe these things are going to come true. And
right.
To me, this virus is just a little taste of what it's going to be like. Look, this is bad enough, this virus, and it's going to be 100 times worse during the tribulation when you read about the things that the judgments that God's going to put forth here. And so, you know, we're seeing prophecy come alive in our eyes.
Yeah, we really are. And friends, you see, and again, I call this just a dress rehearsal for that which is to come, because we're
yes.
seeing a government take action. Even in the recent stimulus bill that they just passed in Congress, that includes also steps to be taken the next time such an event comes about to give more authority. We see what the authority that many governments are taking right now, even the closure of churches, the closure of businesses. We see what kind of powers come when there are emergencies that are called. What kind of emergency will be called, Rich, when there's a rapture and all of a sudden you got millions of people that are missing all over this world?
Right. I mean, how I don't want to be here, but it'd be interesting to see how the world's going to explain all that and what they're going to deal with that, you know. Look, it's going to be, I don't want to be here, right?
Well.
That's the thing. You don't want to be, and who knows when the rapture's coming. It could come soon. It could come 10 years from now, but we need to be ready, and eternity's coming, though. I know that. I mean, we're one day closer, and that's why we need to be about the things of the Lord and spiritual things, and this is an opportunity. Right now, you've got non-believers thinking about it. Everybody, people are scared.
Mm-hmm.
There's, you know, nothing like this has ever happened in our lifetime. There's been epidemics in the past, but nothing like this, nothing that brought the country, the world, almost to a standstill. I mean, the theaters are closed, right? No, churches are closed. I mean, there's no group gatherings at all. It's pretty amazing.
What a time to point people to Christ.
What a time, right, it is. And I know that there's someone that my brother and I have been talking to a little bit that we would love to see come to know the Lord, and it's a result of this virus that opened that door a little bit, because there's a fear there. And we've been able to talk to this person about some spiritual things, and I think those opportunities are there for everybody listening. And I think these movies can be used as discussion starters, and there's a lot of good information in these movies, and I believe it's accurate. I mean, there's a lot of good stuff in these films.
Mm-hmm.
Especially the third one, Image of the Beast, where they really explain a lot about what's going to happen in the tribulation and stuff. And you'd have to be nuts to want to be here to see that.
And folks, you can tell people, we've got a crisis now, but there's a greater crisis that's coming. Watch these films. And you can certainly do that. We're going to be taking a break, and we're also opening our phone lines. And maybe you've got a question pertaining to the film series, perhaps you've seen it and the impact it's had in your own life. Our telephone number to Crosstalk is 800-733-9829. That's 800-733-9829. Rich Cristiano is with us today. He's a distributor of this series, and we'll be talking further about that after the break. Again, our number to Crosstalk, 800-733-9829. We'll be right back.
The New England Primer was introduced in Boston in 1690 by Benjamin Harris. It was the first textbook printed in America. For a century after its introduction, it was the beginning textbook for students, and until well into the 20th century, it continued to be a principal text in all types of American schools. The founders, as well as millions of other Americans, learned to read from the New England Primer and the Bible. The core of the Primer is its rhyming alphabet, such as for letter A, in Adam's Fall, we send all. The letter G, as runs the glass, man's life doth pass. It also included lessons for youth, Bible questions, and a shorter catechism. A pocket-size hardcover edition of this 1777 historical reprint is available for a donation of $9 or more by calling VCY at 1-800-729-9829. Ask for the New England Primer.
You're listening to Crosstalk on VCY America. Rich Cristiano is with us today. We're talking about A Thief in the Night, a renewed look at the end times. And again, this is something that's on the minds of many as it relates to the very things that are going on today. And we are seeing renewed interest in this aspect, and we're seeing exhibited before us. I mean, when we have stores that are saying we are no longer taking cash, when we have the examples before us of governments taking quick authority and orders and the closures of businesses and churches, all sports, we are seeing, you know, the blocking of borders as far as international flights and quarantines and all those kinds of things going on. It is such that it ought to cause us to perk up and have our attention made known through these things. And just a reminder that if you would like to obtain the series, it is available, our way of saying thank you for your support of $10 for just A Thief in the Night, just that one DVD or the entire set. And I'll tell you this, you'll benefit most from the entire set, a donation of $25, and that includes shipping to you. All you need to do is call us at 800-729-9829 or go to vcyamerica.org. Just before we pick up phone calls, let's play another clip here from A Distant Thunder.
Today, you will be executed. But this need not be. According to the law, those of you here should never see another sunrise. However, I have good news for you. Our great brother Christopher is so concerned with your welfare and your future that he has provided a way for you to avoid going to your death. All you have to do is get up from where you are seated and come forward and receive your ID. It's painless, much like the credit cards you've used for many, many years. We don't want you to die. Brother Christopher doesn't want you to die. All you have to do is get up and come forward and receive your ID.
Oh, Rich, we're going to stop right there because there is, it talks about going to have the mark on your right hand or your forehead, but what we see exhibited there is people who are in the pews and they're saying, you know, I had opportunity to once walk forward and trust Christ as my Savior and to place my trust in Him. I didn't do that, and now they're telling me to come forth and take the mark.
The invitation you don't want to take, right?
Right?
That's what I was thinking. The same thing. This is the invitation you don't want. Brother Christopher is the Antichrist, you know, is the name for, I think, the Antichrist in the series.
Right.
Yeah, this is the invitation you don't want. Missed opportunities, right? I mean, look, sadly, we live in a world of indifference. People just live their lives without God. And, you know, as I read the captions of these movies, like Thief in the Night says, tribulation is coming, there's no place to hide. And then The Distant Thunder, the story of the tribulation and the end times continues. Then when you get the image of the beast, now mankind has been given what we always wanted, a world without God. And then the prodigal plan of the true story that is yet to happen. You know, lots of times people could look at this and say, man, this stuff is too hard to believe. Well, not really. In other words, you know, think back at the time of Noah. At the time of Noah, 8 people got in the ark. How many people did not get in that ark? 1 million? 2 million? You've heard some people say several million, and God flooded and judged them all.
Yeah.
In other words, this is serious stuff. That's the point I'm trying to make. This is reality, really. Like, you've got to be able to trust the Scripture. And I know sometimes some things are hard to interpret, but if people spend time reading God's Word, God will open it up to you, and this is reality. And our world has become like unreality, you know. Sadly, you turn on the TV, and there will be thousands of programs that have nothing to do with the Lord, nothing to do with Christ, nothing to do with biblical principles and stuff, and it shows you how deceptive all this can be.
And
that's why we need to stay focused spiritually and use tools that can help us do so.
Right. And again, the reality is there is another judgment coming. Let's go to Kathleen in Lindenhurst, Illinois. You're on the air, Kathleen.
Yes, I just wanted to comment on that movie, Thief in the Night.
Mm-hmm.
I was a little girl, and in my town, a church showed that movie, and my mother took us there, and it impacted my life. I sowed wild oats during my young life, but a crisis came in my life, and I remembered that, and it brought me back to the Lord.
Wow.
And because of that impact, I've studied eschatology, and it's the word is powerful and effective, and I just wanted to comment on that.
Thank you. Thank you, Kathleen. A life impacted, Rich.
Yep, very nice. You know, it makes by the fruit you know them. And that's the thing. We know that the Lord has used these films to produce real fruit. Kathleen, thank you for those comments. And I like the fact that she said that then it caused her to dig into the scripture herself and do her own study to learn more about it. That is important. That's what I think these films will do, to drive a person to want to look into some of these things, you know.
We're gonna go next to Lat in Racine, Wisconsin. You're on the air, Lat.
Yeah, hi, Jim. Hey, Rich. I think this is a great tool that you're doing, getting these Christian movies out to bring people closer to the Lord. I've seen a lot of your movies. I've seen the one movie, The Second Chance, and I've had it in church groups and played it, and I know a lot of people have come to really think about what they're watching, and this will bring a lot of people to Jesus Christ, our Lord and Savior, and I just want to commend you on what you're doing, VCY America and your Christian films, and I'll take my comment off here. Thank
great,
you. God
great.
Bless you.
Thank you, Lat. Thank you for that. We're going to move right on to Delbert in Pennsylvania. You're on the air, Delbert.
Yes, sir. Thanks for taking my call. I think I'm probably a little bit off base. I'm a Christian, and I believe in the end time.
Mm-hmm.
I listen to all the programs every day and read a scripture. But there's one question I have, and what I wanted to ask is, you know that China has, for 25 years, it was the bird flu, the swine flu, and now this other flu, the Chinese flu. Why has America or any other country allowed them to take these kind of animals, which are protected?
Yeah. I tell you what, Delbert, you're really taking us down a path that this program is not going today, and we're focusing in on the message of our times and the importance of certainly taking a look at where we are today and looking. We have a classroom example of things unfolding when we see the very aspects of what was presented in Thief in the Night unfolding before our eyes today. But more than that, let's look in the pages of Scripture to see as Scripture unfolds these things about a coming world leader, the one not being able to buy or sell without having the mark. That's more the direction we're going today. I appreciate your call. That may be great on another day here. But that's really where our focus is. Thank you for dialing us. Joseph in Sussex, Wisconsin, you're on the air.
Thank you, Rich, for moving this movie set forward. I'd like to offer perhaps a human interest connection to this movie set and the people who made it. I had a tremendous privilege of proposing to my wife on Mount Calvary in Jerusalem, Israel. We were on a tour that was presided by Dr. Manfred Kober.
Okay,
does that name ring a bell?
Manfred Kober?
Not to me, no.
Okay.
Manfred Kober was a co-producer he was a material contributor to this movie set.
Oh, the movie set of these movies?
Yes. If you look in the credits, you'll see Dr. Manfred Kober.
Okay.
I presume that you knew him.
No, sorry, I don't, because I wasn't at the productions of those. We're just only doing the distribution, but, you know, that's good to know.
Great.
It was his 32nd tour through Israel.
Thank you, Joseph.
Thank you.
Melinda in Wisconsin, you're on the air.
Oh, hello. Thank you for taking my call. I remember when I was watching that movie, the first one, and where Patty was talking to her pastor. They both were left behind.
Yeah.
And she said, why didn't you tell me?
Yes.
He said, Pat, you had an opportunity, because they had a guest speaker that came and explained the gospel.
Yeah.
So she still had the opportunity. Also, I wanted to say, I've been talking to people in the last few weeks or so. A lot of people have been binge-watching on Netflix, and they seem to be very indifferent by the things that are happening right now.
Yeah. Yeah, good points. Thank you, Melinda. Rich, she's right. I mean, they brought a guest speaker in, and Patty just rolls her eyes at this speaker. You know, she's frustrated because he's preaching the truth of God's word. Even the pastor himself of the church is very bored with what that preacher had to say. And now they had wished they had listened, but at the same time, as the pastor said, you know, you had the word. You're responsible too. And what a message for us today. We can't blame this on our church. We can't blame it on our pastor. Every one of us has individual responsibility.
Absolutely. Going to be without excuse. No doubt about it. You go up to anybody, you believe in God, they'll say yes, they do. If they say they don't, they're really lying because they do. And we got to be responsible. That's why, look, hopefully this virus should stop everybody in their tracks, and they need to self-examine themselves to see where they are spiritually with the Lord, because that's the only thing that's going to count. And, you know, we think these movies can help people stop in their tracks and think about end times and future events and how they're going to be impacted by this. But I agree with that caller. We live in a world of indifference. Mm-hmm. And you can thank the media, movies, secular, all that stuff for causing people to be indifferent. It was no different back in the time of Jesus' day. He talked about it there, too. So it's just the way it is.
And she talked about all the binge-watching going on. This would be great, Rich. They start with film number one and go to film number two, number three, number four. It all fits right together.
Right.
Yeah.
And then you can even take advantage of some of the commentary, because, you know, you can listen to Russ and he'll evangelize on the DVDs too. So there's a lot to watch on these DVDs.
And as Rich mentioned, the DVDs have an English track, a Spanish track, a Portuguese track as well. And you can, there's lots of other features on the DVDs. The four pack of one of each of these is available for donation of $25 for that four pack of DVDs. A Thief in the Night prophecy set, and it's available by going to vcyamerica.org, vcyamerica.org, or you may call 414, you'd have to be patient because they're getting a lot of phone calls, 414-935-3000, 414-935-3000, or 1-800-729-9829. If you only want A Thief in the Night, that's available for $10, but the entire set, all four DVDs, a donation of $25. Let's go to Yvonne in New Mexico. You're on the air, Yvonne.
Yes, I just have a quick statement and a question. I was in the store one day a few months ago, and this lady, she paid, you know where you put your debit card in the machine? She paid with her phone. Mm-hmm. She touched her phone to the machine, and then she paid. And my question is the coronavirus being purposely caused by 5G?
That's really outside our topic today, Yvonne. But the first part you mentioned, as far as, you know, just tapping your phone, we're seeing that push toward a cashless society, which we dealt with even further on Monday's broadcast here with Alex Newman. But so we'll deal with that aspect of it. And that is something that is really portrayed through this series, Rich, on Thief in the Night.
And think about some of the foresight here, because back in the 70s, when these movies started to be made, none of this stuff seemed to even be possible. You know, I was living in 1970. I mean, I didn't envision any of this stuff.
Yeah.
And Russ and those guys, obviously looking into the scripture, had some very good foresight to present things that's going to happen in the future. And now we're seeing it all come together, right?
Yeah.
With credit cards and chips. I mean, all sorts of stuff. I mean, we see it.
We're going to take a quick break. Rich Cristiano is our guest today. He's distributor of the film A Thief in the Night and its film series, but he has directed, written, and produced multiple films. His brother Dave has been with us here on Crosstalk, also a film writer, director, and producer. We'll be back in just a minute. This is Crosstalk.
For the Worldview Week in Minute, I'm Brandon House. Our website's worldviewradio.com. For nearly 2 years, we've been warning about the National Commission on Military, National, and Public Service. This was a commission put into place by Barack Obama and the late John McCain as Barack Obama was going out the door of the Oval Office. And this commission has spent over 2 years studying, well, drafting America's daughters. Yes, you heard me right. Requiring that women sign up for the Selective Service and could be drafted if there's a national draft if they're between the age of 18 and 26. But it's more than that. Hiding under the idea of national service and military and patriotism and civic duty is nothing more than a massive federally funded attempt of brainwashing. Mandatory service, social justice warriors, community organizers, all being trained, and they're calling for national testing, which will lead to national curriculum, and you'll have to do this to graduate. Oh, guess what? It includes homeschoolers. For the Worldview Week in Minute, I'm Brandon House.
certainly with all that's going on with the coronavirus right now, and again, as we see every night on the news, the focus on death, and we see those numbers that are going on here put before our very eyes. It gives us a renewed look at the end times, and Russ Downton, who put these together, just really impressed upon that, what could happen when Christ comes back for his church. But it's very interesting that the very things that he presented in the film, we're seeing some of those come before our very eyes. Rich Cristiano is with us here today. Going right back to the phone lines, Eugene is calling from Michigan. You're on the air, Eugene.
Thank you for my call. I want to read from 1 Timothy 4, just the three verses. Now the Spirit speaketh especially that in latter times some shall depart from the faith, giving heed to seducing spirits and doctrines of devils, mm-hmm. speaking lies and hypocrisy, having their conscience seared with a hot iron, forbidding to marry, and commanding to abstain from meats which God hath created to be received with thanksgiving of them which believe and know the truth.
Yeah.
Praise the Lord.
Yeah.
Thank you for taking my call.
Thank you, Eugene. And again, Rich, that we're seeing that happen right before our very eyes. And Thief in the Night even portrays, you know, that false teaching going on.
Yep. Yes. And look, it's going to lead people astray, right?
Yeah.
That's the thing. I mean, that's why, let few become teachers. We've got to check what pastors are saying with the Scripture. That's why people need to study the Scripture on their own. But hopefully they're going to churches where you got pastors that are teaching the Scripture accurately.
That's, Doug is our next caller. Hi, Doug. You're on the air.
About the beginning of September, I began to feel something very horrible was going to happen. And only a couple weeks ago, it dawned on me. It was this. The whole scheme of this is to get rid of the churches.
Okay, thank you for your comments. Sunny in Emmett, Idaho, you're on the air.
Hi, this is Bonnie Jenkins. I am so excited hearing that you're promoting these. I found The Thief in the Night about 35 years ago. I've mm-hmm. used it so many times to witness to people and to get hold of their hearts and just stir them up to think, and they work every time. I'm just so blessed to see that you're putting them out there, and I found them on YouTube a couple years ago. I've been telling people about, but I hadn't found copies of them, so I will definitely, I ordered my copies
great.
Already,
great.
And I'm excited about you guys promoting it, so thank you very much, and I think this is led by the Holy Spirit in such a time as this. Thank you.
Thank you, indeed, for such a time as this. And again, we will share that offer with you one more time before we leave, so be ready to jot down for the phone number or web address. Let's go to Merle in Tennessee. You're on the air.
Yeah, Jim, I just wanted to thank you for taking these end-time issues head-on and not skirting around them. I also wanted to say, as we enter into these biblical timelines, there's not going to be a public announcement. We are going to find ourselves in them. And another thing is, I think we need to be open-minded about the timing of the rapture. We know it's going to happen because we know Jesus doesn't even
and,
know.
And Merle, that's not even our topic today, as so much as it is to focus in that there is a time of judgment that's coming. It's a time to be prepared. These are films that portrayed what could happen when Christ comes for the church, and that's really where our focus is, to have our thoughts in that regard. I know we've done other programs just dealing with just Bible prophecy as a whole. We'll have those again with different speakers. Our emphasis a little bit different here today, but thank you so much for the call. Dennis is next in Tennessee. You're on the air.
I have a question for your guest there, Jim. Today, I want to know what his take is on people buying into this foreign currency that's been, they've been buying into it for years. It's supposed to be paying off, and it hasn't.
Yep.
And also, I'm still hung up on that deal about the Federal Reserve. We've gotten...
Yep, and Dennis, again, let me wrap all that up in this. There is going to come a failing of all the... There's going to be a one... world monetary system. That's what the book of Revelation talks about, where one is not going to be able to buy or sell without having that mark in the right hand or the forehead. And, Rich, that's something that's portrayed in A Thief in the Night, is that one world monetary system that is coming forth.
just as the book of Revelation says.
Yeah.
I think what Bonnie said two or three callers ago, who said she found Thief in the Night 35 years ago and has used it as witnessing tools to stir up people, is so well said. And that's the purpose of these movies. I think people can come, get saved, and come to the Lord as a result of watching these movies, or somebody you can show to a friend, then you can talk to them. Perhaps the Lord will use you to lead them to come to the Lord. And I think that's the focus and the emphasis here with these four films, to use them as evangelistic tools. You know what? These films will scare people. They'll scare non-believers. They'll make them think. They'll make them think.
Indeed. We have time for one last call. Marilyn in Ohio, you're on the air. Our final caller here.
Oh, I wanted to buy a DVD.
Okay, well, I'll tell you what. We'll tell you how to do it. You're calling the wrong number for that, but we'll tell you how you can.
Oh, okay.
Okay, so listen by the radio, and we'll give you that information. Again, The Thief in the Night, it's available for a limited time at vcyamerica.org. I'll give you a phone number in just a moment, but that'll save you some time waiting. Just go into the website, vcyamerica.org. You'll see it there on the scroll at the top of the page there, and you'll be able to obtain them that way. The Thief in the Night's available for donation of just $10. That's for the DVD. Or if you want the entire series, A Thief in the Night, followed by A Distant Thunder, Image of the Beast, and Prodigal Planet, that four-pack is available for donation of $25, available at vcyamerica.org. Or you can call this number. Dial direct number is 414-935-3000. 414-935-3000, or you may call toll-free at 800-729-9829. There's more callers lined up, but we don't have time for any more calls here. Rich, what would you like to leave with our listeners today? We've got about 40 seconds.
I just want to thank the VCY listeners for their support of these films and all the films that we've presented over the years. Just know that we're trying to put forth films that first please the Lord, and they'll motivate Christians, and also they'll share the gospel so non-believers can come to Christ. That's the purpose and motives behind these films, and thank you very much, Jim, for your support.
And Rich Cristiano with us. Stay on the line here for a moment, if you would, and we appreciate both Rich and Dave, who are involved in Christian film production as well as distribution. And to make these films available at such a nominal cost, we just appreciate that as well. And again, the number to call here to obtain them is 414-935-3000 or 800-729-9829. If you get a busy signal, just call them, call us back here in just a little bit, and we'll try to get to your calls here, or go online, or just wait another 15, 20 minutes. Give us a call at the switchboard at that time. Our time is gone. We thank you for joining us here on Crosstalk. We need to be thinking about things like such a time as this. How can we be an evangelistic witness to others? And as many are enthralled right now with all that's taking place and trying to soak it all in, let's point them to the way of truth as found in the Word of God. Thanks for joining us today on Crosstalk.
You've been listening to Crosstalk via satellite and the internet from VCY America. Views expressed may or may not be those of this station. For a CD of today's program, send a donation of $6 or more to VCY Tape Ministry, 3434 West Kilbourne Avenue, Milwaukee, Wisconsin, 53208. Or download by RSS or podcast from crosstalkamerica.com. And join us again for Crosstalk.